Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome to Talk with KER Politics. Going to open up the show with a subject that Jimmy is really concerned about right now, and that subject happens to be global censorship. Ever since Elon Musk took over Twitter, Jim got very concerned about the concept of government censorship as opposed to censorship on social platforms. I have to agree with him 100% on his concern, and I have to say that when you get Homeland Security involved in something like what Jim is going to be telling you about right now, you have to be really concerned about what's going on in America. Jimmy, you got the mic.
Yeah, so in testimony, the chief of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, made the announcement that he was actually starting a board of disinformation. Basically, I don't know, some people are calling it the Ministry of Truth. And it's the Department of Homeland Security, the law enforcement agency for domestic issues,
yep,
is actually putting in place an organization to control speech. Now, the argument is that somehow speech, disinformation, Russian misinformation, and all these other attacks on, you know, democracy in the United States is risking democracy. So their solution and the Biden administration's solution is to put in place government review and censorship board directly against the First Amendment of the Constitution. I do not know how they think they can get away with this, but if they do, they have silenced American citizens. And they have a very bad track record of allowing disinformation from the left and absolutely silencing people on the right.
Jimmy, there's no question about that. And the comment that I want to make is each and every one of our listeners needs to follow this story as closely as they can, because this is terrifying to me.
So let's do a little history on disinformation, misinformation.
Okay.
From the U.S. government and people that were formerly in the U.S. government. Let's start with the 2015-2016 election campaign, where the Hillary Clinton campaign, now fined by the Federal Election Commission, as well as the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, for fraudulently saying that they were providing legal advice or getting legal advice from Perkins Coie Law Firm,
right,
when in fact they were getting opposition research. And that research was used to paint a picture that the Trump administration was actually working with the Russian government and Vladimir Putin through a number of nefarious methods. And all of that information, even after a massive investigation, has been proven false. But what the more interesting part about it is, the number of people that have lied about it and the number of people that perpetuated that in mainstream media are significant, and they made people believe it for years. So that's one issue: Russia collusion, the Clinton campaign, and a diversion away from her illegal server in her basement. Let's talk about COVID-19. How many people have been silenced by saying, hey, maybe the vaccine doesn't work? And in fact, it turns out that it doesn't work as right, promised by Anthony Fauci. Disinformation. We could go into excruciating detail of the false narratives that have been presented by this, by the National Institute of Health, by the CDC, by Anthony Fauci and his NIAID. and that, so who's going to push against that? But no, that's not what this organization is for. Let's step a little bit further. The Ukraine phone call. The first impeachment of Donald Trump, complete
right,
fabrication, wrong information. Even after they had the text and the actual sound of the conversation, they still went forward with impeachment. And the media and massive government efforts through Democratic National Committee and Democrats to attack. Then the January 6th issue of the insurrection and all the fraud that was perpetrated in that. Look, there were a couple hundred thousand people that wanted to know what happened and had valid questions. And now we're beginning to learn that a lot of the information there and the questions were valid questions. And they were angry about it and they were protesting.
Yep.
Went a little bit far in very few cases. But they did not burn down cities. They did not a riot throughout everywhere. In fact, the only people killed were actually killed by law enforcement people or some related to Bolin and Ashley Babbitt. Complete misinformation from the government. And I'm going to go with one more issue that is absolutely just in the news today. Senior government officials, over 50 former senior intelligence officers, including five members of the directors of the CIA, came out and said the Hunter Biden laptop was disinformation. Now, we know for a fact that it wasn't now, but who's going to hold them accountable? And what is this disinformation board in the Homeland Security Department to do? It has nothing to do with going to stop disinformation that the government perpetuates. It's out to silence conservatives, as big corporations have done through the power of influence of the Democratic Party and Democratic leaders. And now they're pushing forward to actually silence America with government policies and principles. And I do not think this can stand.
Well, Jimmy, the comment that I would make here is kind of important in my opinion, and that is I have said in the past that I have no idea who the Democrats are going to run because the country really is in a shambles economically and socially. Society in America right now is not what it was, let's say, 20 years ago. Society in America right now is a little bit embarrassing to me. Now, the Democrats have to do something if they want to even get a modicum of the vote in the upcoming election here in 22. And if they want to carry the 2024 election, they have to do something very, very dramatic. And this particular issue, Jimmy, falls exactly into the category of being ultra-dramatic. People don't stop and think about the Orwellian nature about what's going on in society with this particular new action. You got the mic back, Jim. Sorry.
Yeah, so this, the person that the Biden administration is nominated to run the Disinformation Governance Board in the Department of Homeland Security is a woman called Nina Jankowicz. Jankowicz has a crazy online set of performances as a singer for a Harry Potter band, is claiming to be a master's degree from Georgetown. Well, apparently she does, to be an expert in disinformation, and is 33 years old. Now, by the way, she went out of her way to discredit the Hunter Biden laptop story as Russian disinformation. So how well can you trust somebody like this to run the organization? And what the heck was the administration thinking putting someone like that in charge? You are absolutely right, Al. They are going all out to silence people in order to defend themselves. And this is what this administration is known for. They are known for changing the narrative in order to support the issues more so than they are for doing anything to benefit the American people. They are doing everything they can to cover themselves and cover up their corruption and protecting their interests.
Well, Jimmy, I agree with you 100%, but don't you think it's interesting? The interesting question is, how many of the progressives are really going to believe this stuff? I know one of the guys in my Bible study is a Homeland Security, retired from Homeland Security, and he is very conservative. He will not buy this story at all, not even close. So it's going to be interesting to see just how wacko and how far out a lot of the conservatives are. The future of our country, as Nancy Pelosi said, depends a lot on the upcoming 2024 election.